It sure looks a lot like Christmas at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas. The trees are decorated, the presents wrapped, but the lights have gone out on the extravagant holiday party.
We have had a couple of major ones back out. The rooms are along this aisle.
Shanna Milstead is the director of sales and marketing for the Fairmont Hotel. Corporate party bookings here are down 15%.
Every year we'd have major parties in the ballroom, so those are the ones that are going to be quiet this year.
Human resources consultant and author Sherry Elliott says money's not the only reason companies are scaling back when it comes to holiday parties.
And making sure that the company has a good PR spin.
Elliott says lavish soirees can be seen as bad form in this economy.
They don't want to send the wrong message that they're allocating dollars to the wrong place instead of covering benefits and 401k dollars they don't want to put into a Christmas party.
Fairmont says it still has hundreds of holiday parties on its books, just less extravagant ones. For example, open bars may now be cash bars, and many holiday dinner parties are turning into luncheons.
It still gives people the ability to gather, but it lowers their costs. Plus, if you do something at lunchtime, you're usually not involving spouses. So you can still bring your employees over, but you don't necessarily have to bring the spouses in the evening.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。